The White House is now decked out in miles of ribbon and fresh garland, gold leaf and sparkling crystal accents. There are 26 Christmas trees and even animated replicas of the first dogs, Sonny and Bo, getting the executive mansion ready for the crowds of visitors who will walk through in the coming days took hundreds of hours and about 100 volunteers. NPR's Tamara Keith introduces us to a few of them.
As you enter the east wing of the White House, one of the first things you see is a tree decorated with red, white, and blue bows. Martha Hopp from Illinois tied those bows.
This is the veterans tree, but it becomes the star tree when family members come in.
This is the gold star tree. Family members of fallen servicemen and women write the names of their loved ones on ceramic star ornaments with gold trim.
When a mother comes up here and she puts the star on the tree and you see the tears flowing. I don't have enough Kleenex today, I don't think. This is holy ground to me.
Hopp is a retired florist. Her son submitted her application to be one of the decorators.
And then when you come, you don't have any idea where they're going to place you. And I feel like God kind of led me in this direction. I have a Navy chief's son retired, and I have a grandson that was in a Marine, was in two tours of Iraq, and was shot the second time. But God willing, he came home, and I don't have to put a star on the tree.
I'm Kurt Reichert, and I'm from Columbus, Ohio, and I'm a retired art teacher, and this is the library.
The library is decorated with hand-painted globes, and on the wall, Reichert points out, there is a Georgia O'Keeffe painting.
It's amazing.
And Reichert says getting to do this was one of the only items on his bucket list when he retired from teaching.
When I retired, everyone said, what are you going to do when you retire? And I said, I'm going to decorate for Christmas at the White House. And they said, how are you going to do that? And I go, I don't know, but in my retirement, that's what I'm going to figure out. So it's been great.
Frank Champa is a costume designer from Maine. From Eisenhower to Ford, Champa's grandfather worked as a White House florist.
He started off as a florist in Washington, D.C., and he just volunteered initially, and then they started hiring him, and then he became a florist in the florist shop.
At the White House.
At the White House.
Champa says being in the White House has been quite an emotional experience.
It's initially you work in a warehouse for a little while, and then you come here and you work, and you want to get your job done, and you want to please everyone, and then you sit there eating lunch that the White House kitchen is making for you, and you sit there and realize where you are, and it's really pretty amazing.
For 73-year-old Rocky Brook of Irondale, Alabama, his journey to the White House began half a century ago. That's when his love of the executive mansion was born.
1959, when I read National Geographic magazine, Mamie Eisenhower introduces inside the White House, and I was just awed by the wonder and history of the house and have been studying and collecting books ever since and doing programs.
His programs about the White House and its history started as slideshows. Now he does a 90-minute PowerPoint presentation.
PowerPoint programs that I do for students and seniors and civic groups.
Someone who saw one of Brooks's presentations submitted his application to be a White House decorator.
I got a call. Are you sitting down? You're going to Washington. You're going to be decorating the White House. And it's been a thrill. I've been pinching myself every 15 minutes.
He says it's been an experience of a lifetime. Tamara Keith, NPR News.